Okay, today's daf is Maisros daf Mem Vav, the last daf here, Maseches Maisros. We are on Mem Heim Abez as we finish up the fifth parak of Maseches Maisros as we continue our march in Seder Zraim, and we are on the bottom of Mem Heim Abez, and we're discussing there, based on the Mishnah, about selling things to people that are chashudim. One is not allowed to be involved in anybody else's Avera. Not only am I not allowed to do an Avera, I am not allowed to help anybody else or facilitate somebody's Avera. That's Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitein Michshol, as is mentioned in the Torah. And that is why one is not allowed to sell or give something to somebody that is chashud. But the Mishnah Gemara said, on Mem Beis, this is only if you know somebody is chashud. If you know somebody is chashid, then you're not allowed to give them items that they might use in an Avera way. But if one is not chashid, so then it's okay. That's what we said in the second to last line. Im eino chashid, hadavar bari shuhu chashid asr. Only if somebody is sure that he is chashid. But if he is not sure that he is chashid, so then it is okay. So we know the concept of Am Haaretz in Chazal that deals with Trumas and Maisros. Generally, we say Rov Ame Aretz are Maaser. They're Maaser Truma Gedola, but they're even Maaser other Maisros. But again, that's the Chumra of Demai that we take into account the Miut that wasn't Maaser. What about Shemitah? What about Shemitah? Because that's what we spoke about at the end of Shir yesterday in terms of selling somebody or buying produce from somebody during Shemitah. Do you have to assume that an Avera was done to it? Again, we paskin b'di'evet that Shamur v'ne'evad is mutter. Shamur v'ne'evad is mutter. If a field was guarded when it wasn't supposed to be guarded, it's supposed to be left open during Shemitah, or it was worked, that produce is not usser. But you're not supposed to be mechazik yidei over Avera. So even if it's going to be mutter the fruit, I'm not supposed to buy it from them. So that's what the Rav Ami spoke about. What about items that are not so edible? And maybe they have some seeds. That was the Pishtun discussion. So there's some machlokas we showed him. Rabbeinu Tam in a few places, and Ksubis and others say that they are not chashud. It's not chashud l'gabi Shemitah. Maybe they're scared of Shemitah like they're scared of Truma. The Rambam, though, in Hilchah Shemitah, gives the impression that they are chashudim. Amaretz is also chashud for Shemitah as well. If you look in Paraches of the Rambam, Halacha Yud through Yudalad. Kishem she'asur laso schora v'peir shvius. Just like a person ought to do business with Shemitah fruit, right? That's the la'achlav lo l'schora. O lishmar, O son, kach asr likach osan mayam aretz. Just like you can't do business with Shemitah fruit and you can't guard them, you can't buy them from an amaretz. Lafi shein mostrim demei shvias l'amaretz. Because remember, by Shemitah, it's not only the fruit. You can buy the fruit. It's not just the fruit of Kedusha, but the damim, the money that you pay for it, gets Kedusha. And therefore, afil kolshu, Shema lo yochal osan b'kedusha shvias. Maybe he's not going to treat them with Shemitah sanctity. So here, it's not just that it's the lifnei iver shabo that they might do an avera, but you're being mezalzel in the kedusha of Shemitah, because you have the money has going to have kedusha, the fruit are going to have kedusha, and therefore that is the impression you get. You read this Rambam. Look at halacha. Yud Gimel, which is what we're talking about here, Bechein Kol Davar She'eino Chayev B'Maisrus, could go in Shum Bal Bechi, Bal Batzal, all these things that aren't Chayev B'Maisrus. So those you're allowed to buy from somebody during Shemitah. So it's mashma that other items you're not allowed to buy from people during Shemitah. And then he says, by an Am Haaretz Stam, you're not allowed to. Which is mashma for the Rambam. Am Haaretz Stam is chashud on Shemitah. Avo Mishehu chashud laso schar b'peir shvias. Somebody is vadeh chashud. O lishpa pei rosav. Ein lochem eno davar sheish lav zika shvias klal. If somebody is, this is what we said at the end of the shir, that this yesterday, the knas. If somebody is vadeh chashud, you can't buy anything from them. Anything that has zikas shvias klal, any connection to Shemitah at all, right? Even if it's not edible, nothing, right? Even if it was in Mayim and Melach. Mayim and Melach, that was the lashon of the Gemara yesterday. Okay, so that was in terms of chashud. Though we have this whole discussion of chashud, of being concerned about other people's status, but there is, we know, that's in terms of specific halacha, doing certain businesses with them, but we generally know that there's halacha of dalakav schus, right? And chasha kind of goes against that, but again, it's not going against. It's that generally, if I don't know, there's a concept of dalakav schus. But if I know somebody's an amaretz and doesn't know the halacha or doesn't care about the halacha, then there are limitations. But that is a mitzvah saseh, part of a mitzvah saseh daraisa, of being dalakav schus in general, not to be choshed people. not to be choshed people. Right? And that's based on two sources. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that's the famous one. Mishnah, the first Pirkei in Pirkei Avos, says, V'havi Yeshua ben Prachya, have a don es kal ha'adam l'kavzchus. To judge the whole person, l'kavzchus. It's a slightly different lashon in Shvuas Daf Lamed in the Bavli. The Gemara says there, B'tzedek tishpot amisecha, that's the pasuk, have a don es chavercha l'kavzchus. Your chaver. Or your chaver doesn't say kal ha'adam. So you might, sometimes chaver means Jew, sometimes it means re'acha b'mitzvahs, that's re'acha, but that's two different lashonos. But in the Shvuas Daf Lamed, the Gemara tips us off that this is part of the mitzvah saseh da'araisa of besedek tishpat amisecha, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam. Both include this in the mitzvah of judging righteously your friend. In Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk the Chinuch counts in Reish Lamed Hei, lishpot b'tzedek, to judge righteously, shenemar besedek tishpat amisecha. So Pasha Pshat is, this is for judges to judge properly. But the Chinuch says, after he describes the judges, Va'od yesh bechlal mitzvah zu, also included in this mitzvah, she'roi l'chal adam, l'adunas chaveiro l'kavzchus, v'lo yifareish ma'asav u'dvarav elo latov. Interpret your friend's, is that a Shabbos? Interpret your friend's actions for the good, for the tov, right? And that's part of the mitzvah's aseh, de'oraisa. So again, the Chinuch says, interpret them latov. If something is not interpretable, let's say it's vadai, wrong, you got to do your best. You got to do your best. The Gemara in Shabbos gives a very extreme case of Don Lekavzchus. And Gemara says there that he was rewarded for it, right? Shabbos, Kuf, Chav, Zayin, Mabez. Remember the Gemara starts off, Hadon, Chavir, Lekavzchus, Danino, Zolazchus. If somebody judges their friend Lekavzchus, he will be judged Lekavzchus, which the Bali Moser wonder. What do you mean? I'll be judged Lekavzchus? Hashem doesn't have to be Don Lekavzchus. He knows exactly what I'm doing and what I'm thinking. What does that mean? If I judge Lekavzchus, Hashem will judge me Lekavzchus. What are you talking about? Judge me Lekavzchus? So the Pasha Pshat is maybe, you know, if sometimes there'll be actions that I might have a little excuse, a little understandable, not understandable. So what do I judge? If I look at other people on those same kind of actions and I give them, okay, fine, then Hashem will be fine for me. Hashem will say, okay, fine. Right? It's all about how we judge. Right, some of the Mefarshim say, in the future we're going to see our life on somebody else. And we're going to be asked, no, what do you think of this guy? We're not going to know that at that time. So if we judge properly, then it'll work out for our benefit. If we've conditioned ourselves to become Don Lekavzchus types of people, then it'll work out for ourselves. Right? And if not, not. But the Gemara there gives a whole long story about someone who's working for 3 years, and it's Erev Yom Kippur, and he says he hasn't gotten paid yet. He hasn't gotten paid yet. So the owner has hundreds of thousands. He hasn't gotten paid for 3 years. How much he has? So he says, you know what? I got to go home. It's been 3 years since I've been home. You know, please, you know, pay me. He says, sorry, don't have any. Doesn't have anything. His employer, he's been working for 3 years. This guy has acres and acres of lands and buildings and animals and everything. I don't have anything to give you, sorry. What does he say? What are you talking about? I've worked for 3 years and you haven't given me a dime. He says, you don't have any money? How about fruit? I see all this fruit growing all over the place. You have orchards and orchards. Tainli Paris, Ainli. Ainli. Tainli Karka. Karka, I know you have. Ainli. Behema. Have some animals. Ainli. Tainli Karmic Sassos. Okay, how about the pillows I slept on last night and the blankets? And all you ask is Ainli. 3 years, he's been away from his wife and family. They're sure that he's going to come back with so much. What does he say? Ainli. What did he didn't start fighting. Hifshul Kelav Lachor of Halach Labez of Hachin Nefesh. He goes home. Goes home without saying a word. Unbelievable. It's like unfathomable. Lachar Haregel, after Yontif. Imagine what that Yontif was like in that guy's house. What kind of Shalom bias he had. Right? Achar Haregel, after Yontif, Natal the Balabayas goes and takes 3 donkey loads of food and drink and Mine Megadim, and he goes. And he shows up at the guy's house. So what should the greeting be? Oh, I'm not, what are you doing here? No. Achar Sha'achlu V'Shasu. After they ate and drank. Meaning he invited him in, and they ate without saying a word. Only after that does he start open up and say, "New, nasan lo scharo." He gave him, he paid him. Finally, after that, and then he says, "What were you thinking? What were you thinking when I said Ainli? I thought maybe Shema Prachmatia, maybe somebody came to you with a great business deal the second before, and you invested all your liquid cash. Says Bishasha Amarte, when you asked me for animals, what do you think? I thought they were all rented out to others. When I said I have no fruit, when I said I had nothing, I thought that you got upset for a minute and gave all of your stuff to Hektish. And the guy answers, exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. I was upset because my son wasn't following the path of Hashem. I didn't want him to get any of my Yerusha. Hurkinis b'ni. So I gave it all away. And then my friends tell me I did the wrong thing. So I was mater nater, and now I'm back here to give you your stuff. And the Gemara says, you judge me l'schus, so do Hashem judge you l'schus. So that is all our chiyuv. So pashtus is, it creates shalom. Right? It's a siog d'araisa, let's see for shalom. There is a fascinating line in the smak, and then we'll continue. The smak, one of the Balei HaTosfos would say, you know why Dan Lekav Schus works? Is not to do, it doesn't have to do with the other person, which pashtus it is, but it also has to do with me. If I think that everybody else are tzaddikim, then I'm going to be a tzaddik. Right? If I think everybody else is a rasha, like, okay, I'm better than them. You know, I at least show up, right? I have to have such kavana. Look what everybody else is doing, right? Everybody else is on their phones, right? So I can. But if I look at everybody else as a tzaddik, so then that's going to raise me up. Like Aaron HaKohen, he befriends me. So that's what he says what is this? Reish Chaf Hey. Reish Chaf Hey. Bechlad Don Lachav Shlosh, Bitoch Shiyadun Lachav Shchus, Yachshov Ein Chotei Rak Ani. The Yashuv LeBaro, Pein Yachriya Kol Olam Lachova. Beautiful. And that's the smak that has a total, and there are enough gaminas between whether Dan Lekav Schus is about the other person or about the other person himself. There are limitations, obviously. Remember the Gemara Nida, that Gedalia ben Achikam was Dan Lekav Schus too much. He didn't protect himself from Yishmael, and the Yishmael assassinated him. So we have to be Dan Lekav Schus, but we also have to protect ourselves. Like in our Gemara here, there is a concept called Chashus. We have to be Dan Lekav Schus, but we have to recognize the laws of Chashut as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Zuga, Kreva, Zuga, according to the Mara Folda, it's somebody's name. Zuga is a Shem Chacham. Zuga, Kreva, the Rabbi Babar Zavta, B'Shem Rabbi Yavo. He was the relative of Rabbi Babar Zavta, said in the name of Rabbi Yavo. Bikia is some type of vegetable, translated as vetch, some type of legume. So maybe it's not a vegetable. It's a toy that you eat. Nilkachas mikolada mishvias. Right, also, it is not so edible, so it can be bought from anybody during Shemitah. Right, it is not called food. Amar Rav Yossi, Masnisa, add in a word, lo amrakein. Our Mishnah did not, Marfoldas Girsa, did not say this. Does not give this impression. Why? Zera, we had in our Mishnah, and the Brisa that comments about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, right, last Mishnah that we had. Zera Luf Ha'elyon, the seeds of the Luf Ha'elyon. Zera creation, the seeds of certain type of leek. Zera Bitzalim, certain types of onions. Zera Lefes Utsnonos. Vishar Zeroni Gino She'eno Ne'achalin. And all these inedible seeds that are not eaten. Right? That's what the Mishnah said in back on Daf Mem Dal and Amud Aleph. All of these are pater from maestros, and you can buy them all from people during Shemitah, because they're not food. And therefore, there's no Isra Avoda. So that's the Mishnah, the Tani Allah, and then we have the Brisa that discussed that Mishnah, the Tosefta, right? Often we have Toseftas and that expand on Mishnayas. So Vitani Allah, Zera Istis, Vizera Kotza, Vizera Bikia. There's our word. The seeds of all of these items, including Bikia, which is what we just discussed. So what does the Brisa say? What does the Tosefta say? The seeds you are able to buy from anybody during Shemitah. But mashma habikya atzmalo. Mashma, the bikya itself, you wouldn't be able to buy the leaves and stuff. So isn't that against Rabbi Avohu? Rabbi Avohu says that the bikya itself you can buy from anybody during Shemitah, and the Tosefta, which expands on the Mishnah, sounds like no, only the seeds of the bikya, but not the bikya itself. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Delo is Amris. Maybe Rabbi Yavo was only talking about a specific case. Ella b'she'ena yodeim chashid hu emeino chashid. Rabbi Yavo is talking about a case of a suffek. You don't know if somebody is chashid or not. He's a suffek, and therefore he can buy from anybody during Shemitah. Hadavar bari shu chashid aser. But the Mishnah shlas brisa, that's talking about vandai. If somebody is chashid, so then then it's only the Zera and not the Bikia itself. Right? And that's a chilik between Rabbi Avo and what the Mishnah is talking about. Good. Zera Luf Ha'elyon. Keni Masnisa Zera Hasilyon shel haluf. So really, even though it says elyon, maybe the ayin should be a samach, says the Gemara, should be read silyon, and that's a different type of growth. That's what's mentioned in the Mishnah. Fine. Shavo pisha avien truma v'chulu, said the Mishnah, even if something grows from truma, and usually gidule truma are treated as truma, if I plant truma, you might say it's midrabanan for whatever reason, but Chazal say you can't take truma, and the different reason why you can't replant it, you're ruining it from the, you're stealing it from the shevet. But let's say usually you don't have things that are seeds and inedible that are being planted in the ground because you're not kori shame on them as truma. But if you do, you have inedible seeds as truma, and then things grow from there. That's not truma, even though usually gidule truma are truma. The Mishnah said not here. Right, these could be eaten by a zar. That was the last line of the Mishnah, two daf ago. Sha'afa bisha avihen truma, hare elu ye'achlu. These could be eaten. Right, look at the Mara folder for a minute. Back on the Mishnah that we had, again, daf emdal, two daf ago. Afa bisha avihen truma. Afa bisha echan mikal elu zerunigina. Shidin echalam minat truma vizaron. Even though these inedible seeds you designated as truma, and then you planted them, haria gidulin echalin, and the gidulin, what grows from them, are edible. Velo amrinan gidule truma truma ela kisha zera azarua hi midvarm hane echalin. Only if what you plant is edible, then what grows from that also is considered truma. Right, the din was only by edible items, not by inedible items. Says the Gemara, Chada Isa. Isa is like Itza, right? Added in a suf, and that's the certain woman. Chada Itza, Habile Yarbuzin, the Truma, Go Kifata. Right, there was, she had some type of Yarbuzin, some type of inedible seeds that was in her hat. Right, Batocha Kipata, right, on her hat. And, you know, it fell from her hat. V'naflu l'tocha gina v'hitzmicha. And then it planted, and Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, you know, this is seeds. We said seeds are inedible, and it fell from her hat. Naflun l'ginsa v'tzamchun. And then it grew. There was one story about some Rebbe. I forgot who it was. That there was a couple that came to a Rebbe that they were having shalom bayis issues right after they got married. And he says, what's the issue? The woman says, I thought he was a firm guy. And we just got married. They got married right before Pesach. And she served him, you know, soup and whatever it was. And every time she turned around, she saw that there were kernels of barley in the soup. And he's like, what are you putting barley into my soup? She's like, I didn't put barley into the soup. And created a lot of shalom bias issues. Didn't know what was going on. And he's like, I didn't put anything into the soup. And creating chametz and kabroks even. I don't know what. So finally, like, he looks at them and he says, I got the answer. He takes off the guy's strimal and he gives a little shake and he sees all these things fall out. At your wedding last week, you know, you had these kernels that is a minog in certain circles to throw wheat barley and all these things at the chasen and kala, a simin bracha, so they got stuck in the strimal, and then he walked home from shul, and he bent down, and it fell into the soup. He says, go home and shalom al Yisrael. Right? So the source of that story is right here. Right? You got the yarbuzin seeds in the woman's hat. Right? In the woman's hat, and they fell into the gina, and it grew. So also uvda kumi Rabbi Yochanan. They came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. What do you do with what grew from here? Does it have the status of truma? Vishara, and he allowed it. And he allowed it because of our Mishnah. Amale Rabbi Chiya Barva. Rabbi Chiya Barva says to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't it Petherish a Mishnah? Shiava Bishavi and Shuma Harelu Yechlu. It's a Mishnah. That if you have inedible seeds that are planted in the ground, that things grow from it, you don't have the halacha of Gidule Truma, which is usually treated as Truma. It started off as something inedible, so you don't have that halacha. So isn't it Pefirsha Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan matered it, okay, he matered it. Okay, before we get to his answer, one hour, this woman was wearing a hat, right? So maybe it gives us the opportunity to talk for 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, about the halacha about a married woman covering her hair, right? A woman was wearing her hat here, so it was, based on a din daraisa pashas. Pashas is a din daraisa, based on a pasuk by Isha Sota. By Isha Sota, the pasuk in Naso tells us that the Isha Sota's hair is uncovered. So Chazal understand from that a natural state of a married woman is to have her hair covered. Ufares Rosha Isha, the pasuk says, and the Medrash says, Derech Benos Yisrael Lios Roshem Mechusos. Derech Benos Yisrael. But even though that's, it sounds like, oh, it's the derech, it's the minhag, but various times, lashonos of minhag are really, is really halacha. Right? This is the, on the, in the Mishnah Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis, one of the examples of, Das Moshe and Das Yehudis, which is the, different levels of dinim, for the basis for a divorce without ksuba. The Gemara, the Mishnah says there, what is the first example of Das Yehudis? Yotza Virosha Parua. Yotza Virosha Parua. So Das Moshe is a din daraisa, Das Yehudis sounds like the second level down. That's why the Gemara says, Das Yehudis? A woman covering her hair is a din daraisa. Why is that in the second category of Das Yehudis and not Das Moshe? The Gemara says maybe a basic covering is a din daraisa, but a more elaborate covering is a din of Das Yehudis. So that's the, it's a din. It's beferish in the Gemara. The Shulchan Giborim's lashon is vimlo haisa kalsa arosha harei zu asura min haTorah. So it's a din daraisa for a woman to have her head covering. Does anything change the poskim discuss regarding ksuba? Bizman hazeh, when many women out there do not follow this halacha. Again, there's no basis for it, but does anything change in terms of ksuba? So there is a machlokes haposkim. Again, this is the halacha doesn't change. A woman has to cover her hair. But the question is, can a man divorce his wife without paying the ksuba if she doesn't cover her hair? That halacha might not be applicable because the Reb Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer, in Chelek Aleph. Yes, she doesn't lose the ksuba, because when he married her, unless, you know, they agreed to get married, she was going to, but if she switched in the middle and he decided, well, he married her at a time when she wasn't, and all of a sudden he becomes frum, you can't just change that in the middle because of that. So that's what changed. Now, Lacha didn't change. But that nafgamina of ksuba might change according to Reb Moshe. There is a misquoted Aruch HaShulchan, right? Some quote the Aruch HaShulchan as saying that women don't have to cover their hair bizman hazeh. He does not say that. He screams the other way. What does he say? Why is it? Where did it come from? He says in Hilchas Kriyashma, Bovin et saveach al pirtzos dorenu. Let us scream about the pirtza. Here in the Vardik in 1900s, there's a pirtza. Right, for us, that would probably be a little slight crack. But he says it's a pirtza. Ba'avonoseinu harabim, shezeh shanim rabos, shenifritzu benos Yisrael ba'avon zeh, v'hochos begili harosh, v'chol ma shetzaku al zeh hu lo le'ezer, v'lo lehoel, v'yata pasta ha-mispachas, shehanesuos hochos bisaroseyen k'mo ha-besulos. You don't know who's married. Everybody's having their hair uncovered. Oy lanu she'olsa v'yameinu. You call that allowing head coverings? What does he say? What's misquoted? At the end of this paragraph, he says, because many don't cover their hair, so maybe the halacha of saying kriyashma in front of a woman who has her hair uncovered, that would be okay. Again, there are certain, hair is definitely a different category of erva than other parts of the body. Certain parts of a woman's body, that's erva. Doesn't matter how well, if she's married or unmarried, it doesn't change. So obviously hair is different. Because yesterday it wasn't an erva, and today it is an erva. So it's definitely a different category of erva. But that's all that's mentioned by the Aruch HaShulchan. Obviously, Sheitel is a huge discussion. Wearing a Peah Nachris, this goes way back. The Mishnah mentions Peah Nachris in Masechah Shabbos. And the Shilta Giborim on that Mishnah says, you see, it's mutter. See, it's not a problem. Even though, you know, many men out there, and maybe even some women can't tell the difference, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, this is the halacha, a Peah Nachris, the Shilta Giborim already quotes this, when the Mishnah talks about going out with a wig to a place without an Erev, so the Shilta Giborim on that, Daf, in Masechah Shabbos says, Mashma lehed, yeshemuteres benos Yisrael is kashit bohem, deseyer be'isha erva, dekamar, lohavi ela beseyer ha-dobug lebzara mamish. Seyer be'isha erva means when the hair is attached to the body. That's when seyer be'isha erva. The second it is not attached, the seir beisha the erva the kamar double gishamam v'nira gam basara ima seir avol seir hamachase saara ein kan mishum seir beisha erva v'gam lo mishum puri rosh, and he even says even her own hair, a woman can even cut her own hair and make a wig out of her own hair. That's generally not done, but that's what he says. He says that's the halacha seir beisha erva. The Rama quotes this, and that's what most poskim hold as well. Rav Moshe and the Lubavitch, the Lubavitch Rebbe says it's the best covering, it covers all. That's why generally Chabad are very supportive of Sheitels. There are Ostrim, a number of Sephardi poskim, Rav Ovadia, and others are against, but this is a big discussion of the Kisi Rosh. So this woman in our Gemara is following the halacha. She just had some seeds in her hair that got there unbeknownst to her. Is there any amount of hair allowed to be left out? That's also an interesting discussion. The Rashba's Lashon, according to Al-Pi Kabbalah, no hair, but the Rashba has this Lashon. The Sara Michutz Letzimsa She'enu Miskase. The hair that sticks out. How much hair is allowed to stick out? Very unclear. The Rashba mentions it. So the Rav Moshe has in this sugya, Rav Moshe gives an objective shear. Rav Moshe says, one square tefach, and he says four fingers, a hairline is two tefach wide, so you got to work out the math. Work out the surface area, but there's a little bit that's allowed to be left out according to Rav Moshe. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara though. So again, Rabbi Yochanan matired this seed that fell into the ground and grew, and he matired that what grew was not truma, because gidule truma are only truma from something that's edible, not from a seed that's inedible. So Rabbi Chiya Barva says to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't that just beferish our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that. So Rabbi Yochanan, who must have been his Rebbe, turns to him and says, Amarle, Bavlaya, O Babylonian. Right, Rabbi Chiya mi Bavel haya, the Maharal Folda says. Babylonian, min degalius lachaspa. Once I reveal to you from the shard, if I picked up the shard, ashkaches marganita. Now you found the pearl. Meaning, only because I explained to you the Mishnah in this way, now you understand that this is, it's a beferish of Mishnah. Right? At Amar Vlamasisi, you ask me, isn't it a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah because I explained to you the Mishnah in that way. Right? And that's, I took away the shard, I took away the oyster, and you found the pearl inside. Right? And that's why, otherwise it would have just been an oyster. You would have thought it was just a shard. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, La'acher shegalisi es hacharasim. After I took away the shards, matzas es hamargalas. Klomar, la'acher shehitarti v'yamarti atam nizkeres b'mishnah. I matered and I said the reason that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Now you know, it's a Mishnah. And then he adds, b'karkos hayam, at the bottom of the sea, yesh avanim rechavos. There are wide stones. V'niros kecharasim. It looks like shards, pieces of pottery. But really, V'tachteyem margalios. There are pearls underneath. And he's talking about oysters that are at Tachta Sayan. That's what the Tosas in Bamatzia seems to say. Interesting lashon about the pearl and the cheres. The Nesivos uses this exact lashon. In a totally different context. The Nesivos in the Hakdama to the Nesivos. The Nesivos of Yaakov Milisa, one of the great achronim, most known for his Nesivos. That's why he's called the Nesivos. But the Nesivos, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, wrote many svarim. He wrote the Makor Chaim on Hilchos Pesach. He wrote the Chavos Das on Yoredeya. He wrote Torah's Gittin on Maseches Gittin, the Beis Yaakov on Maseches Ksubis. Wrote many svarim. He wrote the Maisa Nisim, that's his Haggadah. So Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. But he's best known for his arguments with the Ksos. The Ksos and the Nesivos. In the Hagdama of the Nesivos, in the Hakdama of the Nesivos, he talks about Ubebiur. He talks about a little bit about Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. He says, "Ein Adam Omer al divrei Torah elam kein nichshalbo." A person only gets the ripe shot after sometimes getting the wrong shot. V'ha inyan ki adua sha'Torah nimshlo l'mayim. The Torah is compared to water. V'kasher yifreis hasoche litzlo b'mayim adirim. If you have a diver, says the Nesivos, 1700s, a diver that goes deep into the sea, l'ha'alos ha'peninim, to look for gems, v'avne yakar, be'es ha'shiboles holech v'seyar, right, if he goes down, and the water is, it's such a stormy water, back, so, t'chene ina maros, he won't see anything, because the water is going to be all blurry and gray, v'kasha alav l'ha'sika hevdel adak, sh'beinam uvein even acharsis, ha'munach etzlam. He won't know the difference between an oyster that has a pearl and a piece of cheres that's on the bottom of the sea. Rishumin kimak b'marzel azeh, they're very similar. V'tachas ha-sapir ma'ala cheres biyado. And instead of the pearl, he's going to bring up the cheres. Exactly the lashon of our Gemara. Ulam achar hayel aso. After he brings it up, or einav ito l'samein la'atzmo heitev ha-hefesh b'neyam. When you bring it up out of the water, then you'll be able to differentiate between what's valuable and what should be thrown back into the water. Ad tikshekshut solel shuv pam shenis even amata loyim saod. Maybe the second time you'll recognize more what's valuable, what's not. V'im nimsa metiv hu liros ladas es apninim. V'chol yakar ra'as abeinav. Harei delias hamutim. So after he goes down and makes a couple of mistakes, then he'll know what exactly is the appropriate thing to take. And then he says, harei, so what do you see from there? Delias hadvarim hamutim. He says, the lifting up of the mistaken things help you realize and understand what the real pearls are. Haya la'ezer la'hoel li'biyat eyu. Hu davar asher himlitzu chazal ba'amram. This is what chazal say. Ilav didaloi chaspo lo mishkachas barganita tute. Quotes our Gemara. Quotes that lashon. Right, if I wouldn't have picked up, so here's a different shot of the pearls. Right, of the cheres. The way we translated it, and that's the simple maybe, is I lifted up the pearl so you can see the, I lifted up the cheres so you can see the pearl underneath. He's saying no. The lifting up of the cheres itself shows you what's wrong, what's not valuable, so then you'll be able to lift up what's valuable. And he gives that as a mashal for elu ve'elu divilukim chayim, which is an extreme way to understand that. Right, usually we understand elu ve'elu that there are multiple levels of truth. Multiple levels. There's what Moshe Feinstein called emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. Or emes shamaimis or emes artis. Different levels of truth, which we discussed a lot in the past. But he's saying that no, it could be that there's one correct shot. There's one correct shot, but all the other pshatim are wrong in order to be able to, for you to be able to appreciate the ripe shot. It's that the Chida uses a similar lashon in Erevin. Ein ha'or nikar ela mitocha choshech. Right? A candle does nothing during the day. You can appreciate the light if you have the foil of the dark. Ein har nikar ela mitocha choshech. And that's how the Nesivus understands this line that we just have here. Right? If I wouldn't have lifted up the cheres, you wouldn't be able to find. Wouldn't be able to find the pearl that is underneath it. But again, that's the lashon that Nesivus uses in the Akdama. And that's how we finish up Maseches Maaseres, Hadron Halacha Oker Shtalim, and Slika Lach Maseches Maaseres. B'ezras Hashem, next time we pick up, right, the Rosh Hillel says, the Simanim of the Prakim, Klal Hayamavir Kovesh Oker. So those are the, right, memorize the five Prakim. Klal Hayamavir Kovesh Oker, those are the five Prakim that we have in Maaseres. B'ezras Hashem, next time we start with Maseches Maaseres Sheni.